Hey, so the Democrats are doing it again, right? So get ready for 8 years of Trump, because the Democrats are doing it again. They've learned jack fucking shit. Jack shit. And apparently neither has Bernie Sanders learned anything, because he's doing it. Bernie was supporting this. This guy is the Hillary Rodham Clinton of the Senate. If it's possible to be a bigger corporate whore, this guy is it. That's the guy, Chuck Schumer. Bigger Wall Street lapdog, if it's possible, that's the guy. Chuck Schumer. The Democrats just made him their leader in the Senate. Are you going to go out and try to help the Democrats win back the Senate when they have a guy from Walt, literally? I'm not. Harry Belafonte, in 2005, was at the Black Caucus meeting. So this is from September 22nd, 2005, Congressional Black Caucus Town Hall. Harry Belafonte, now you can't see it in the shot, but Harry Belafonte, to this side of him is Hillary Clinton, and to that side of him is Barack Obama, young senator from Illinois. This is 2005. This is before the 2006 elections. So here's what Harry Belafonte has to say right in front of them. He's talking about the Democratic Party. Now, what I've been saying is that I don't think the Democratic Party is worth saving. They just elected Chuck Schumer to be their leader in the Senate, meaning I ain't going to do a goddamn thing to help them win the Senate. And people like me. We should have had a third party. Bernie should have left and went third party after he lost to Hillary. He didn't. And here's Harry Belafonte. He's talking about Martin Luther King. They noticed one day he was depressed. He wasn't right. And here's the story he tells.
And when we asked him what was the matter, Martin said, you know, I've been thinking long and hard about our struggle. We worked tenaciously for our rights. And the culmination of all that effort would be reflected in what we've come to call the integration movement. And I sit here deeply concerned that I suspect we are leading our nation on an integration trip that has us integrating into a burning house. I don't think we quite understood how pathetic that remark was. After all, we're in the midst of a very heady moment in our struggle. We're winning on a lot of frontiers. Bull Connor had been confronted. The bus boycotts had worked. Votes were coming. Even Lyndon Baines Johnson had been struck by the spirit and got up and talked about we shall overcome in the Congress.
And just keep in mind, all that stuff he's talking about came about because of public action, organizing. The bus boycotts worked. Those marches worked. They got attention. Even infected Lyndon Baines Johnson, he just said, who said, we shall overcome. That came from the bottom up, not the top down.
And Dr. King had been in this place at a time when we seemed to be making great headway. It was a moment to pause and reflect. That reflection has taken longer than I had suspected it would, but it has certainly come to reveal itself fully when we look at the condition in which we find not only our world, but in particular, our nation. The wreckage that's taking place down in the Gulf region, the southwest part of the United States, is not the only wreckage that exists. We have a lot of wreckages around this country. And perhaps the most distracting, perhaps the most important wreckage to take a look at is really the wreckage of the Democratic Party.
Get him to the stage.
I've been a Democrat all my life. I have no treaty with Republicans. Nor do I really seek one. But the Democratic Party was not always our friend. As a matter of fact, a lot of what we had to struggle against was in the possession of the power of Democrats who came from the South. And when we showed them the tenaciousness and the conviction and the sense of great purpose that the people of this nation had into transforming our condition. All those Democrats from the South ran off and became Republicans as an act of punishment for what we were trying to achieve as a people. And that punishment continues to play itself out. Eleanor Roosevelt was a close friend. We went sitting in Hyde Park with her. She told a story about a great black leader by the name of A. Philip Randolph. He was one of the great giants of the century, certainly one of the great thinkers. And she recalled an evening when A. Philip Randolph had invited to dinner at the White House. And just he and her and the President Franklin Roosevelt. And during the course of the dinner, the President invited Mr. Randolph to speak his thoughts. And for a long time, A. Philip Randolph held forth on every list of grievances he could think of for the people of the labor movement, for the people who were poor, for black people. And Roosevelt permitted him to hold forth without any interruption until he concluded. Then Roosevelt reached for a box of cigars, passed one around to Philip, and as he slowly lit the cigar, he turned to Philip Randolph and he said, "Look, let me tell you, I've heard everything you've said. I've missed absolutely nothing. And there's nothing that you've said that I disagree with. And I do, in fact, have the platform to be able to make the transformation work that you're looking for, and I guess we're all looking for. I have just one request of you, and it is for you to go out and make me do it."
And that is what hasn't happened with the Democratic Party. Barack Obama became president, and the Democrats went to sleep. Organizers went to sleep. Half the Democratic Party still fighting, clinging on to their Wall Street ties, their corporatism, their austerity. They're looking down their nose at workers. Half the party still doing that right now, turning their back on unions, inventing reasons why they can't win at the ballot box instead of the real reason, because they turned their backs on their base. They sold out unions with NAFTA and the TPP. They did bank bailouts without bailing out homeowners. They let people drown in mountains of student debt for no reason that we do these things. We pay twice as much for healthcare as the rest of the world, meaning a lot of people don't get healthcare because they can't afford it in America. So what he's saying is that FDR said, "You got to go out and make me do it. Go out and organize. Go out and march." And that's what Martin Luther King did. Martin Luther King had the bus boycotts. They worked. Those marches worked. Now Harry Belafonte is going to go right at it, the heart of it, and what's been really going on in America. And he's doing it right in front of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Keep that in mind, and here we go.
It seems to me that there will be no loftier statements and no greater speeches to be made than have already been made. Certainly Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Fannie Lou Hamer down in Atlantic City when she challenged with the Freedom Mississippi Democratic Party. There are a lot of people who've made speeches that are as eloquent as will ever be written. And we've listened to a lot of redundancy. A lot of people have carefully selected the phrases and applied them to the moment. What eludes us is the bankruptcy of the action itself.
So what he's saying to Barack Obama, "We heard your pretty speech at the convention. We've heard those speeches before. We've heard you, the people have been saying that for a long time. You restated it and you applied those statements to the moment. You did it." But what he's saying is, There's bankruptcy to your action. It's all talk. And that's exactly what Thomas Frank is saying in Listen Liberal, the book I keep talking about. He talks about Barack Obama. They all know the word, the language of populism, the language of progressives, the language of liberalism. And then they go out and they betray it with their actions. And that's what Harry Belafonte is saying right there. And he goes on.
Is the bankruptcy of the action itself. This poverty that our country is witnessing has never gone away. Most of the politicians I know of have visited these places of poverty. They make it their business when they're running for the highest office in this nation to go into the heart of our pain, our anguish, our indignities, and make promises only to walk into the places of power and then deny us. I guess part of the reason I'm here is to really look through the ravages of the Democratic Party and see if anything is really worth salvaging.
Oh no, he did.
Because when Dr. King said, we're integrated into a burning house, we said to him, what do we do about it? He said, we're just going to have to go out and become firemen. Well, maybe that's what my humble task is. To find a truck, get the hose, and know where to turn it on.
And that's what people are doing right now today. That's when people come together and go out in the streets. That's when thousands of people are gathering now in North Dakota to put their body on the machine. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's saying right there. You got to go out and be a fireman. I just got to know where to turn the hose. We're being integrated into a burning building. We got to be firemen. And the Democratic Party's a burning. The house is on fire. The whole country's on fire. And that's why we got to go out in the streets and aim our hoses at the problem. Anybody else have anything to say?
Well, you know, there's a quote from a book called Anatomy of a Revolution. That's a really cool book. And it goes, real change happens when people demonstrate through their daily actions that a status quo isn't working anymore. The DNC status quo is not working anymore. So protests like the one at the office, that all needs to continue, because that's the only way that message is going to get across, that hey, this status quo is broken. If losing elections isn't enough of a wake-up call to say, hey, this system's broken, then the people need to demand it.
This is 2005, he's saying. Is there anything worth salvaging for the Democratic Party? And you know what? No, there wasn't at that time.
People could have heeded the warning, but not enough people saw it because it was on C-SPAN. So.
Right. You tell me what would have been different between John McCain and Barack Obama, the way they governed. He did exactly what Bush did in the wars. Barack Obama extended them. He did exactly the TARP. He did the bank bailouts. He bailed out Detroit. He did everything that Barack, that, tell me. So you tell me.
Well, I do
what
know.
What the fuck? He proposed a right-wing health care plan. You don't think they would have proposed Romney Care? Because that's what the health insurance wanted. That came from the Howard Heritage Foundation. They would have proposed that. But Barack Obama proposed it, so they had nothing left to propose. Steph?
Well, I was sitting here and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, Harry Belafonte, he's this wealth of knowledge and he's a visionary and he knows how to speak to people and bring them together. And I loved what he did at the DNC this past summer. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't have him speak.
Oh, they didn't have him speak? That's weird. That's weird because they knew what he was going to say. Hillary Clinton knew Harry Belafonte was the real deal. So they got rid of Harry Belafonte and Nina Turner, and they brought in Leon Panetta and Michael Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for 8 more years of Trump. It's time to get in the streets. Fuck the Democrats.
fast and run, 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 but you sure can't hide. And I bought a tooth for a tooth, both for me, and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Walking around with their heads in the sky. City's aflame in the summertime.
No, the beat goes on.
Evolution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Everywhere, unemployment rising fast, the Beatles' new records are gassed.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction,
city inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore Indian man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Let me hear, let me hear, let me hear.
Say it for the future.